I'm Ray McDonald with more of the world's best variety to share after this news update on VOA Music Mix.
Russia demonstrators storm government buildings in eastern Ukraine. U.S. sends new military support to Japan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Crowds of pro-Russia protesters storm government buildings in the eastern Ukrainian cities of Donetsk and Luhansk, waving Russian flags and calling for regional referendums on independence. A spokesman for Ukraine's acting president, Alexander Turchynov, said he canceled a trip to Lithuania Sunday and called an emergency meeting of security chiefs in Kiev because of the protests. A roadside bomb in Afghanistan destroyed a truck carrying 8 boxes of ballots cast in the country's presidential election and killed 3 people. The blast in the northern province of Kunduz Sunday came just one day after about 7 million people voted for a successor to President Hamid Karzai. VOA Sharon Bain reports from Kabul.
While the voting is over, the election process is not. Allegations of fraud have begun to come in, and the Taliban on Sunday attacked a convoy carrying boxes full of ballots to be counted. Election workers were killed and the boxes destroyed. Andrew Wilder of the United States Institute of Peace says officials need to thoroughly investigate all claims of fraud, or the election will risk losing credibility in the eyes of the people.
There are areas where there probably was significant levels of fraud. Given the turnout figures, we'd be surprised if the fraud was at such a decisive level that it would have a major impact on the outcome.
If successful, Saturday's election will be Afghanistan's first democratic transfer of power from one elected leader to another. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.
Final voting results are expected in the middle of next month. 3 distinct but fleeting sounds have now been heard from the depths of the Indian Ocean, but authorities are still not certain whether any of them are signals from the data recorder of the missing Malaysian Airlines passenger jet. An Australian ship with sophisticated deep-sea sound equipment picked up a signal Sunday that could be from the Boeing 777's black box that tracks flight information. That followed sounds heard by a Chinese ship on both Friday and Saturday in a different location of the search area. The batteries in the plane's black box are about to reach the end of their life. The Malaysian airliner vanished March 8th. The batteries for the missing black box are expected to last about 1 month. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says there will be an increase of military support for Japan in order to counter threats posed by North Korea's recent actions, including threats of additional missile and nuclear tests.
In response to Pyongyang's pattern of provocative and destabilizing actions, including recent missile launches in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, I can announce today that the United States is planning to forward deploy 2 additional Aegis ballistic missile defense ships to Japan by 2017.
Secretary Hagel is on a 10-day tour across the Asia-Pacific to reassure allies that the United States is committed to its mutual defense treaties in the region. South Korea says it found another suspected North Korean drone after finding 2 similar objects in recent weeks. Seoul's defense ministry says its military found a drone of similar design to one found last week on an island on the border with North Korea. Rwanda's foreign minister is reasserting claims France played a role in the 1994 genocide. It comes as Rwanda is getting ready to host world leaders today for commemoration ceremonies of the 20th anniversary of the atrocity. VOA's Gabe Joslow has more.
At an international forum on genocide held Sunday in Kigali, Foreign Minister Louise Mushikiwabo stood by Rwandan President Paul Kagame, implying the French government played a direct role in the preparation and execution of the genocide.
That official France in the early 90s, all the way to the time of the genocide, wronged this country is a fact.
Mr. Kagame's remarks to the African news weekly Jeune Afrique prompted France to withdraw a delegation due to attend genocide memorial events this week in Kigali. French Foreign Affairs spokesman Romain Nadal saying Mr. Kagame's declarations go against the ongoing process of reconciliation between the two countries. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kigali.
India begins the world's largest free election today with more than 815 million voters casting ballots in 9 phases over 5 weeks. They'll be choosing members to the 543-seat lower house of parliament. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.
Ray McDonald here on The Mix, and remember, you can always hear us on the web at www.voamusicmix.net. Coming up this hour, Aloe Black, Zendaya, Chris Wallace, something new from No, 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 and is watching Kings of Leon hazardous to your health? It's all ahead right here on VOA Music Mix, a service of the Voice of America.
Turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king. answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender.
again. Drive is one.
McDonald with the Swedish trio No No No. That's their new one, Pumpin' Blood. Some Kings of Leon fans may have gotten more than they bargained for when they saw the band last month, namely a case of the measles. Health officials are warning everyone who attended a March 28th concert in Washington State to make sure they're vaccinated against the contagious disease, which can be fatal. They say a woman who attended the show became contagious after visiting a family linked to a measles outbreak in British Columbia, Canada. Stay with me for Zendaya, Lady Gaga, and more on VOA Music Mix.
Thank you. Like a diamond.